you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, day two of a three-day strike by workers at the LA Unified School District. Both sides are talking again. A tornado in Southern California. Well, we might have had one today in Montebello. And renters hoping that eviction protections adopted at the start of the pandemic might get extended or disappointed. Those protections will run out at the end of next week as planned. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Nick Roman, and this is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Well, we're through day two of a three-day walkout by 30,000 striking cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, and other employees at the LA Unified School District, and day two of 3 days of no classes for LA Public School students. That's because 30,000 school teachers are honoring the picket lines. The striking workers, all members of SEIU Local 99, want 30% pay raises across the board. LA Unified School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the school district has upped its offer to 23% with 3% cash bonuses. One change from yesterday, LA Mayor Karen Bass has pushed both sides into talking again. The school district confirms Mayor Bass provided assistance and support to restart contract talks, and SEIU Local 99 President Max Arias says he welcomes the mayor's involvement. Jennifer Torres is a special education assistant at Alta California Elementary School in Panorama City. She spoke today at the SEIU Local 99 News Conference outside Polytechnic High School in Sun Valley.
I show up to work ready to support the students who struggle academically due to their disabilities. And as a parent of LAUSD students, I know how valuable our custodial work, cafeteria workers, special education assistants are.
With those special education assistants in mind, their absence from schools for 3 days means they're not working with nearly 69,000 LA children with disabilities. LAist early childhood reporter Mariana Dale says that's a problem for their families.
Kathy L. says her 12-year-old daughter Marie woke up for hours the night before the strike began.
This is clearly bringing up a lot of trauma from the pandemic.
Marie has multiple diagnoses, including autism. I agreed not to use the family's last name to protect their privacy. Kathy says the district's offer of limited childcare won't work for Marie, who typically has one-on-one support throughout the day.
I feel like my daughter and students like her are consistently forgotten.
So Kathy has taken off work to care for Marie and help her feel comfortable and safe until the strike is over. On Tuesday, they watch Sleeping Beauty.
We'll just keep trying to work through the day.
For LAist 89.3, I'm Mariana Dale.
And here's more from LAist higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman Lopez on the ripple effects of the three-day walkout by 60,000 LA Unified employees.
There are a number of college students who work as aides at LA Unified Schools. Ashley Aguirre is the union rep for her school, Griffin Avenue Elementary, which means she's been helping to organize picket lines, and she's an undergrad at Cal State LA.
We're facing our midterms this week, so it's been hard to balance both. Right now, I've had to contact professors and unfortunately let them know that I've had to miss some classes.
The shutdown of LA Unified Schools is also affecting college students who are parents and college students who have to step in to take care of younger siblings. In a campus email this week, Cal State LA President William Covino asked faculty to be lenient with students affected by the strike. For LAist 89.3, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Now to the storm, the one that prompted, believe it or not, a tornado warning last night for Ventura County and Western LA County. Well, it was canceled pretty quickly when the weather eased up, although something like a tornado apparently hit Carpinteria. Then today, Montebello got hit hard by what's described as a microburst of heavy rain and spinning winds. Some rooftops got ripped up. The National Weather Service sent a survey team to check out the damage and see if it actually was a small tornado. Now, the CHP has closed 11 miles of the eastbound Highway 74 in Riverside County from Bee Canyon Truck Trail to Mountain Center. That's the road to Idlewild from the west. Now, the westbound lanes are open. You often see rock slides or mud slides along 74 in heavy rain, and there were both today off the hillsides burned by last September's 28,000-acre Fairview fire. A few years ago, a whole section of pavement got washed out by storm runoff on the 74. L.A. County's COVID-19 eviction protections are set to go away a week from Friday. Many renters want to see the county pass new protections to soften the blow, but LAist housing reporter David Wagner says those proposals were shot down.
During its Tuesday meeting, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors rejected a batch of proposals to put new limits on eviction. The rules would have shielded renters from eviction for another year over the issue of unauthorized roommates or pets. Supervisor Janice Hahn said she supported previous extensions of the COVID renter protections, but not this time.
There has been time for our cities to put in place their own protections. I just feel at this point, it feels like an overreach right now to impose these on the incorporated cities.
The county's COVID emergency is set to end on March 31st. Supervisors Lindsay Horvath and Hilda Solis argued the proposed limits would have helped to stem the tide of renters ending up on the streets. For LAS 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
And finally, since David was talking about pandemic eviction protections going away, let's look at COVID-19 stats for LA County. The number of COVID-19 positive patients in hospitals in the county is down to 435. That continues a decline that's been underway for 3 months now. The hospital count is typically low in March anyway. The positivity rate, that's the number of COVID-19 tests that come back positive, it's down to 4.3%, and that is fairly low, but it was much lower last year at this time. The daily number of COVID-19 deaths in LA County, now that is about as low as it has ever been in the last 3 years. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino with producers Tiffany Ujiye and Libby Rainey. Catherine Mailhouse is our Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Make sure you join us again tomorrow. You know, you can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.